Lieutenant Mervyn Ephraim Dick Clark was wounded by a bullet exploding in his face during the battle for Polygon Wood. Admitted to the 8th General Hospital, Rouen, his condition was diagnosed as severe and life-threatening. Evacuated to the 3rd London General Hospital at Wandsworth, he faced 3 eye operations and a number of major reconstructive surgeries to his face. The medical staff were amazed by his resilience during these testing times. He became renowned as a real joker in the wards.
I really struggled at first in the hospital to cope with my injuries, the pain and the regular procedures. Once reality set in, I thanked God for the 2nd Field Ambulance officers who saved me on the battlefield. I now had to make the most of my future. After 12 months in hospital, I was transferred to St Dunstan's Hostel in London, a special school for soldiers who had lost their sight. I learned Braille. Initially, the trainers at St Dunstan's were gobsmacked when I asked to be trained as a carpenter and cabinet maker.
Dick's mother Louisa was remarkably compassionate in a letter she wrote to army authorities when she learned of her son's injuries. She said, "To think his life was spared when so many others were lost. If only you could read his unselfish letters trying to cheer us up when he was a sufferer." During his time at St Dunstan's, Dick received the sad news of his father's death. When he finally arrived back at Fremantle, Dick was met by his brothers and sisters. On arrival by train at the Bunbury station on August the 7th, 1920, there was a large gathering of locals to greet and honour him.
When I travelled home after the war, I was very keen to renew acquaintances with all of my family and friends. I lived with my widowed mother at 24 Stirling Street. I eventually decided to go dancing. On one special occasion, I met Irene Benson, who was a teacher and the daughter of a doctor in Greenbushes. We were very compatible and were married in October 1926. Without my knowing, Irene had learned to read and write in Braille. She was so thoughtful, composing a Braille letter to be delivered to me on the day of our wedding. She described her wedding gown, the bridesmaids' dresses and colours of flowers and bouquets. Together we proudly raised 2 sons, David and Benjamin, and 3 special daughters, Dixie, Angela and Juliet. My only regret in life is that I have been unable to see the faces of my dear wife and our children. I have never been out of work, never had to advertise, and have built numerous pieces of furniture for many families in Bunbury.
Dick Clark built fine, solid and simple furniture in his home workshop and always had a ready market for his wide array of pieces. He was strongly determined to remain as independent as possible, although he was challenged and devastated when Irene passed away in 1971. Dick continued to lead a fulfilling life until his death in 1986, with support from his youngest daughter, Juliet. Part of a dedication to Dick Clark following his death read, "All those who knew him were enriched by his life. He fought a good fight and kept the faith. So he passed as he lived, with courage and dignity." Dick Clark's Braille typewriter is on permanent display at the New Perth Museum.